We're up to Shin Chaf. Okay, just a little bit. Reish Nun Tes. Rabbi, let's begin. It's very late for a few minutes. Reish on page Reish Nun Tes. Reish Nun Tes. We are up to Shin Chaf. Shin Chaf. Halge Maim Lev Melech Biad Hashem. Okay, just like there are multiple streams, the Palge Maim. I think there's a comparison. Lev Melech Biad Hashem El Kol Asher Yachpoitz Yaten. This is the Pasuk in Mishlei. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he controls the heart of the king. In other words, it doesn't make a difference who you vote for. It doesn't make a difference who the president is. The president, the Melech, will do what Hashem wants him to do. Lev Melech Biad Hashem. The heart of a king is in the heart of Hashem, in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem will decide based upon the people. If the people, this is an indirect route. If the people are good, they're doing Ritzon Shel Makom, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be influenced the Melech to make the correct decisions. If the people are not good, then the king's not going to make a good decision. Now, but every single person has free will. This goes back to the old question of Paro. Vayechabed Hashem eslave Paro. Paro basically lost his free will. How does all that work? I don't know, but it's the same principle over here to a degree. Palge Mayim is a pasuk, like streams of water is the Lev Melech Biyad Hashem. Which basically, there are different interpretations as to what this means, but just like a stream, it has no choice. The waters flow, there's a torrent, there is water flowing, and it's unstoppable. So too, the decision a king makes, he is compelled. It's like you turn on the faucet, the water flows. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to stop it from happening. So too, the decisions that a king makes, he is compelled to make these decisions because Hashem is controlling him.
I just saw different, totally opposite from that the difference between Bechira and not, and I don't know where we just had that, is what is your machshava is what you have the Bechira. The actual maisa that comes out is not necessarily the Bechira. It's the machshava.
I don't understand.
It was very
believe me, the person also, that said it didn't really.
I don't understand.
I didn't understand it totally, but it was the machshav is where you have your bechira. Yes, if somebody's supposed to get hit, he's going to get hit. You did it, and you did do it. You decided to do it. The power decided to do what he did. That was his bechira to do. But the facts, the outcomes, was all like HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I'm clueless on what you just said.
Because of this, the difference from Vayechazak to, according to Barbanel,
Vayechazek.
Vayechazak and Vayechazek Hashem is the first, the second five of Vayechazek Hashem is payback, Mido connected Mido, for the first five that he had his own on. So now God took away his Bechira. But what he also says is, he gave them, what does it mean that he took away his Bechira? He didn't really take away his Bechira. He gave them, in Paro's mind, he had an avenue of escape. He gave him wiggle room to say, this didn't happen because of God. And that's it. In other words, he made something that, the way it happened, the way it took place, the Makkah, he had, okay, this is not really God, and it strengthened his heart. The events took place in such a way that he had wiggle room to say, you know, I'm hardening my heart. He didn't really harden his heart, personally, but he hardened his heart by giving him that opportunity to point out to something left, like one guy was left. You said nobody would die.
Yeah.
One guy died. You know what I mean? Like that. See?
Okay, there's always some level of free will, you're saying. All right, these are very deep ideas over here as well. Let us see. Pal gemayim lev melech biyad Hashem el kol asher yachpoitz yatenu. Hashem controls the heart of the king. Zochu ha'am, if the people are good people, they're good people, then what happens? V'hamelech yatenu l'toiva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will influence the melech to make the good decision. the Yischashev El HaMelech Litztaka. And the king will then be, in history, will go down as being a good king because he made a good decision. V'im loy zochu am. Let's say the people are not good people.
When you say you're talking about Yiddish folk or everybody?
I don't know. I think it's probably in the whole world. It's a principle that's not only unique to Klal Yisrael. In the whole world, anyone that makes a decision that affects many, many people, there is divine intervention. That's what it appears to be saying, is that Hashem made a world. He didn't make a world that we should be harmed. And when there are people that are in charge, that are making decisions that are affecting all of us, it can't be that he's acting independently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of what is going on, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad kedei kach affects his mind, his decision making.
Why can't it be that he has the decision making to do whatever he's going to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take that flowing water to be good, or that flowing water to be bad? I decided to open up the faucet. The water's going to go. This is just the analogy.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. How far does it go? Is the influence of the Ribbono Shel Olam go all the way back to the decision, his machshavos, or only you do whatever you want to go do? You make any decision you want to make. It doesn't make a difference. I'm going to counteract your decisions to result in other events. I don't know the answer. I don't know how far it goes. Here it seems to be saying lev, the heart. It seems to be saying is that even in the thoughts of the mind, like you talk about Nixon. Nixon was the last person anyone would expect to help Klal Yisrael during the Yom Kippur War. He was the last person, he wasn't any great friend of the Jewish people, and yet he made decisions that gave Achenu B'nai Yisrael enormous chizuk. So, and him, we know as a fact that he was no friend of the Jewish people. What happened there? What exactly was his thinking?
Well, what the history books show is that he hated the Jews, but he hated the Arabs more.
Okay, so Hashem somehow, it would be very interesting to go and have a conversation with all of these. They'll be honest. All they'll tell you is to give you examples of this, of where, what was I thinking? Look at our own lives. People make decisions, and you look back years later, and you say, what was I thinking? This is not something that I ordinarily do. It's just not. I had a mice with someone recently. I told him that many years ago, and I first met you, this is what you did. And I remember it very clearly because I was, and he said to me, really? I don't do that. That's not my way. I said, I know also, I was also wondering, because now that I got to know you very well, it's not something that you do, but yet you did it. It's a fact, you did it. And, you know, in your own life, sometimes you wonder, what was I thinking? What did I do? What did I say that? How did that happen? So, kol shekein alachas kama v'kama, you're dealing with a person whose decisions affect millions of people. Certainly, the Ribbono Shel Olam has a way of getting into your mind and affecting your decision, your machshavos. Not just, you know, the outcome. I'm going to make my decision. And the water, instead of going east, is going to go west. Because somehow, you know, it found a loophole to go in the other direction. It seems like Hashem has an effect on the machshav of a melech. And he writes over here, Zachu ha'am, if the people are good people, they have merit, ve'hamelech. With regard to the melech, words over here in the Sefer Hasidim, you have to really interpret that because, excuse me, they're
it's
not...
An interesting Rashi, and because you mentioned Sota before, there's an interesting Rashi, I think it's on Daf Dalet in Sota, when it says, why does the person have a right to put his wife on notice with no edim? I mean, you know...
No, there's machlokes. Who says you can do that?
Yeah, but it says, in other words, he can't do anything to her, but he could say he thinks she's sleeping around. I mean, that's what he thinks. How could he have the... What gives him the right to do it? And Rashi says, because if he's a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put machshavas in his mind. Watch out. Somebody is cheating on you. If he's not a tzaddik, then what's good for the goose is good for the gander. In other words, if you deserve it, if she's being unfaithful, because you're probably unfaithful too. This is Rashi. That's what he says. That's how he explains it. So then, if there's only one aid or no aid at all,
there's a sixth sense.
The Gemara says, if you have, what does it mean, one aid, this is good? It means if one aid, this is good, it means no aid, this. Because two is the only thing that works. One aid, this is nothing. So if one, you need one, means nothing is, no aid, this is just as good. And therefore, you have a right to do it. Why could you do it? Because Hashem put, this is Rashi. And then God put thoughts into this person's mind. He had a dream, got up in the morning, and he said, I think my wife has been unfaithful to me. And I'm going to bring her to Beis Din to say, you know, I'm making a declaration, and now she's put on notice, and if she now is caught, she's going to have to drink the Mea Morim. All right?
Okay. Actually, other examples of where Hashem puts a machshava into a person's mind, I'm saying not just when it comes to a melech, when it comes to... Hashem communicates with people, Ruach HaKodesh, okay, whatever it is.
Now, what you do about it is going to be up to you.
Okay, let's see what's over here. Zachu Am HaMelech Ya'atayin L'Toyva V'Yishashed. Now, here is something which is very difficult, and there's a lot of chidushim here, what it says here. V'Yishashed El HaMelech L'Tzdaka. The king will get the credit. Why does he get the credit? It wasn't his decision. The people of the community are good people. The king is a corrupt king. But because the people are good, the Ribbono Shel Olam enters into the mind of the melech, influences his decision to make a good decision, and you know who's going to get reward? The melech. Because the melech made a good decision. It wasn't your decision. Hashem came into your mind. All the way around. Vim loy zochu ha'om. Let's say the people are not good people, they do not have merit, then the HaMelech, with regard to the Melech, he's putting here a common place, I'm not sure, that I don't really agree with who and why not, whoever the editor put these comments here, then Yatenu Lira'o, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to influence the Melech to make a horrible decision that will bring a lot of tzar, V'nifro'im min HaMelech, Shloi Zocha, that he did not merit that Hashem should turn his heart for good. What he's saying over here, I don't understand. I read this a few times, I'm trying to understand. It seems what he's saying over here, this really goes back to Paro. Vayichaber Hashem eslei Paro. Vayichazek Hashem eslei Paro. Vayechazak lev Paro. And what he seems to be saying is there are multiple, I don't know what he means, but there are multiple dimensions. There are multiple dimensions of what goes on in a person's mind. There is definitely an element where Hashem influences the Melech, but yet the Melech still has free will. And when he makes a good decision, he deserves reward. And then there are times when the people are not worthy, and Hashem influences the Melech to make a bad decision, but yet, even though he's being forced to a degree, he's being influenced, Yatenu, when he makes that bad decision that is harmful to his subjects, he will be punished. I don't know how to explain it. I'm just reading words over here.
When the UN voted for...
Yeah, what were they thinking?
When they voted for Hakamat Medinat Israel...
Statehood.
So Russia...
Yeah.
Russia voted yes. Yes. Why? What Russia...
Because they hated the
British. And the British ruled the country.
They also felt
so you say politics. Okay. You're saying that when the person makes a decision around that way,
it looks natural.
Right. So well, it depends. Sometimes there were definitely nations. If they have a vote today, could you imagine if they had a vote today, 2024? Should we recognize Palestine as the state of Israel? Never! It would never happen. So 1948, what were they thinking? Okay, forget all the politics. They can have the same hatred. Russia has the same hatred.
They thought they'll make a state and then they'll wipe them out.
Russia thought it was going to be a socialist state.
socialist state.
Also become part of them.
Okay.
The bottom line is that everything is said and done. They have ulterior motives. But the bottom line is, are we going to fargin the Jews to have a state? You have to acknowledge. You'll tell me all these cheshbonos. I'm going to vote for Biden, not because I like Biden, because I hate Trump so much. The bottom line is, you voted for Biden. Or I'm going to vote for Trump because I can't take Biden. The bottom line is, yeah, all your calculations. But you know deep down inside, I voted for this person. You can't deny that. I voted for the state of Israel. Really, Russia, who has a history of over 1,000 years of the greatest sinas Yisrael, the greatest sinas Yisrael, it doesn't make all the cheshbonos of a socialist state. They hate Britain. We need a neutralizing force in the Middle East. You can make write encyclopedias, get 10 PhDs telling you the greatest alumnus of Russia, why they voted for a state. The bottom line is, the Zaydis of all the people in Russia who came together to be masked into the state of Israel are the biggest Soine Yisrael the world has ever seen. And they voted a statehood?
Yes.
How you talking? How you talking? Oh, because they feel bad because of the Holocaust? The bottom line is, it doesn't make one bit of sense. Hashem put a machshav into their minds, took over their minds. And the Sefer Chasin over here says, he says words, V'yishashev el hamelech litztoka. You have a schus. You got a big schus. This is a very important principle, generally. Yeah, you know, the government do a lot of crazy things, do a lot of all kind of ulterior motives. I mean, you have different Amorei Chazal that contradict one another. Some say, you know, all of the tztaka that the goyim give is going to be nechshav l'chlum, nothing, because they did it for ulterior motives. On the other hand, you have this is Sefer Chasid, this is not Chazal, but he's taking from somewhere. Is the bottom line is, Did you provide benefit for the Jews? Did you provide benefit for poor people? You did. You know, in the United States of America, all the mishagas that are going on, the chesed that they do is mind-boggling. Okay, it's mamish mind-boggling. I'm a full paying member of the conspiracy theories, and I can tell you can that all the mishagas that go on in this world.
We fight for our Jewish history. We still mark your toe to certain.
Mitzrayim. They were your host. They took the children and they killed them. They murdered them. They used them as bricks. And yet we're mechuyev to show them hakaras hatov dar shlishi that in dar shli dar asiri yavol b'chal Hashem. They were our host. They were our host. If they were our host, we have an obligation to be makir toif. How do you balance that with Va'avodim v'inu yoysam arame yoshana, and they were obliterated, bizas kriyas yamsov ten makos? Life is complicated. There are multiple dimensions that are active at the same time, and it requires a mature understanding that life is complicated. I don't know how to read this. I read this many times. It says here, Hashem is the boss. He will influence the melech to make the right decision. I mean, I had a person who's always told me these stories. Gershon Ginsburg. Where is he? Gershon, I haven't seen him in years. He was a lawyer. He was my neighbor across the street. And Gershon Ginsburg. His name was Gershon. He was a high-powered lawyer. He was a choshev lawyer, big lawyer. And he was a Hasidish fellow. He was a very interesting person, a whole long years. He was very close to the Tein Gadol of Zech Tzadik Bevracha. He lived across the street, and he was a lawyer, and he worked very hard, very long hours, and he was involved in many high-profile cases. And he took a liking to me. I don't know, he was nice. He's always talking to me, telling me stories. And he told me many times, going to court, and the strangest things happen. The judge, he makes these decisions that no one understands. So you'll see, was he bribed? Did someone come give him a bribe in the middle of the night? Did someone threaten him? Is it to kill him? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows if the judge was threatened with murder? This goes on all the time. Well, they bribed him. he says, but there are these judges, they have the reputation on the line, and he says, he saw so many times the Yad Hashem. The Yad Hashem is a judge, he makes a decision. What possessed him? Like Mamish, something went into his mind to make a decision which no one in the court understood. And it was it turned out to be an incredible benefit for the people for the people involved in very unusual ways. And Mamish, you saw the Yad Hashem. Now, again, I don't know, maybe he was bribed. Chleisnish. But there is such a principle. There is such a principle is when you're dealing with a person who makes a decision that affects many, many people, mitzad echad, it's the Yad Hashem. Mitzad sheni, there's bechira chavshes. Zochu ha'om, the people are good, v'hamelech yatenu l'toiva, Hashem will turn the heart of the king for good. And then he goes on to say these very mysterious words, but if you have no free will, why does he deserve reward? Why does he deserve to get credit? The yischashev el hamelech litzdaka. V'imloy zachu ha'am.
Because he was turned that way, but yet he did it. He did it.
V'yichaber Hashem, there's no answer to this question. This is the same old question. V'imloy zachu ha'am v'yamelech yatenu lira'ah. What I do wrong? I have no free will. What do you want from me? No, you're gonna get it. V'nifra'im min hamelech shaloi zocha shiyate libo litova. All right, it's very late. We have to go to now do our topic. I wanted today was Rosh Chodesh